SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
The United States has vetoed a Security Council resolution recommending Palestine be granted full membership to the United Nations. 12 council members voted in favour of the resolution, with 2 abstentions from the United Kingdom and Switzerland. In order for a draft resolution to pass, at least 9 members must vote in favour, with none of its permanent members, China, France, Russia, the United Kingdom and the United States, using their veto power. Robert A. Wood is the US alternate representative for special political affairs at the United Nations.
We have long called on the Palestinian Authority to undertake necessary reforms to help establish the attributes of readiness for statehood. And note that Hamas, a terrorist organization, is currently exerting power and influence in Gaza, an integral part of the state envisioned in this resolution. For these reasons, the United States voted no on this Security Council resolution.
Mr. Wood says the US continues to support a two-state solution and says this vote does not reflect opposition to Palestinian statehood, but instead is an acknowledgement that it will only come from direct negotiations between the parties. Hamas has reportedly responded to the veto, saying it strongly condemns the US using its veto power. Meanwhile, talks have been held between US and Israeli delegates around the situation in Rafah and plans for a possible offensive by Israel in the Gazan city. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has suggested he will go ahead with the ground offensive, which the US has repeatedly advised against. Israel's government is also considering launching an attack on Iranian targets in response to Iran's launching of a barrage of drones and ballistic missiles last weekend against Israel. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has labelled the attack by Iran on Israel a formal declaration of war, but suggests action would be untimely.
In intercepting almost 300 drones and missiles is, I think, historically unprecedented. Israel did most of it, but we never would have done all of it without the assistance, the participation, the support, participation of the United States, Great Britain, France, and some Arab countries. So the question is, do we have to punish them because of what they did, or can we absorb the provocation at this time and wait for the right opportunity to put Iran in the right place?
Iran's foreign minister, Hossein Amir Abdollahian, has defended Iran's attack and warned Israel not to retaliate.
Iran's legitimate defense and countermeasures have been concluded. Therefore, the Israeli regime, the terrorist Israeli regime, must be compelled to stop any further military adventurism against our interests. Certainly, in case of any use of force by the Israeli regime and of violating our sovereignty, the Islamic Republic of Iran will not hesitate a bit to assert its inherent right to give a decisive and proper response to it, to make the regime regret its actions.
The US is trying to dissuade Israel from retaliatory strikes to avoid inflaming an already tense situation. A similar message has come from the United Nations, with Secretary General Antonio Guterres saying Israel's stated commitments to improve aid access in Gaza has been limited.
Apparent progress in one area is often cancelled out by delays and restrictions elsewhere. For example, although the Israeli authorities have cleared more aid convoys, those clearances are often granted when it is too late in the day to make deliveries and return safely. One can say that our personnel cannot operate in darkness in a war zone littered with unexploded ordnance.
In the West Bank city of Ramallah, the Palestinian government has called on US officials to intervene immediately to stop ongoing Israeli violence against Palestinian people. Kira Hain, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.